With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. An update this morning on the Cayman Islands delegation in the UK. The group spent the day at the House of Parliament in multiple high-level meetings with senior UK MPs Tuesday, which included discussions with representatives from the Labour, Conservative and Liberal Democrat parties. The Honourable Premier Juliana O'Connor-Conley, who is leading the delegation, met with Labour MP Emily Thornberry, the new chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, and committee member Liberal Democrat Edward Morello MP. Premier O'Connor-Conley advocated for students from overseas territories to access home fees and student financing mechanisms, but also explained the Cayman Islands' position on the appropriateness of legitimate interest access to beneficial ownership information. The Premier met with Callum Miller, MP, the Liberal Democrat spokesperson for Foreign Affairs, as well as Conservative MP Dame Priti Patel, MP, the new Shadow Foreign Secretary, and Conservative MP Wendy Morton. The Premier wrapped up the day at Buckingham Palace at the invitation of His Majesty King Charles III for an evening reception for the diplomatic corps. She was accompanied by UK Representative Dr. Tasha Ebanks-Garcia. The Auditor General is urging public bodies to further improve their financial reporting in order to improve transparency and better inform decision-making. In her annual report released Tuesday, Sue Winspear notes that 39 unqualified audit opinions on public bodies' 2023 statements were issued, but she remains concerned about the quality of some of the financial statements submitted for audit. The Auditor General highlighted a large number of adjustments of significant value made during the audits, which affected the final financial performance and position of many. The Auditor General says she also noticed several instances of non-compliance with the Procurement Act and regulations in 2018. The Auditor General also noticed several instances of non-compliance with the Procurement Act and regulations, despite the Act being in force for many years, and reporting similar issues in previous Auditor General reports. You can read the full report online at auditorgeneral.gov.ky. Georgetown police are investigating an armed robbery Monday in the parking lot at 454 Commercial Center on Eastern Avenue. Three masked men, one armed with a gun, robbed a man of a large sum of money and a cell phone. The suspects fled the scene in a Honda CR-V. No shots were fired, no injuries reported. Police have recovered the stolen cell phone and the vehicle, but the suspects remain at large. Anyone with information is urged to contact 911 or Georgetown CID at 949-4222. That's your news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now let's check in with the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Washington is to send anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine. Officials said Kyiv had committed to not using them in built-up areas. Unlike Russian mines, these would become inert after a certain period of time. The Hong Kong media tycoon Jimmy Lai has begun his defence in his national security trial. He told a court his newspaper championed freedom and democracy. The Pakistani government has approved a military operation against Balochistan separatists following a series of attacks. It said terrorists were targeting civilians and foreign nationals to scuttle Pakistan's economic progress. At least 40 people are reported to have been killed in a suspected RSF attack in Sudan's Jazeera state. A health worker says the victims died from gunshot wounds. Health officials in Gaza say at least 15 Palestinians were killed in Israeli strikes in the past few hours. Palestinian medics say at least 12 people died in an Israeli attack on a house in Jabalia in northern Gaza. France says it's imperative Iran fully cooperates with the UN nuclear watchdog after European powers submitted a resolution at the IAEA against Tehran. Earlier, Iran warned France, Germany and Britain not to go ahead with their resolution. A woman in Thailand charged with murdering 14 people using cyanide has been sentenced to death. In the first case, Sararat Rangsiwattaporn was found guilty of poisoning the drink of a wealthy friend and then stealing her possessions. The film Rust gets its world premiere in Poland 3 years after its cinematographer was shot dead during filming. Russia says President Putin has personally given more than 70 animals to Pyongyang Zoo. One lion, two brown bears, two yaks, five cockatoos and dozens of other birds were transported.